What he will find at the end of his endeavor, at the end of his pursuit, he will find Allah's decision only. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابَهُ. And then Allah ta'ala will take a full hisab of all his actions leading up to that stage. What did he do on the way? How did he reach this stage? Every action of his will be taken into consideration. And then he will be retributed or rewarded according to his effort. Secondly, taking the introduction in mind, the conditions that I have highlighted that we are concerned about, the second important point that every Muslim should understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made only certain people in this world the criteria of conditions that will come on this earth. It's not what everybody does that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings conditions on this earth. This is a very important principle and usul of life. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses certain people, and only according to their action, Allah brings good or bad conditions on this earth. Not everybody. And this is highlighted in the battle of Uhud. In the battle of Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights that the Maidan, the war that is going to be fought, and after, you remember point number one, that all success, all victory, every good, every condition, good or bad, only comes from Allah Ta'ala. Now his criteria is that I will choose a few people, and if these people behave, and if they fulfill that which is under my pleasure, good will prevail. And if these few people, they go astray, and they neglect that which I have prescribed for them, then there will be bad conditions. And who are these chosen people? They are the Muslims, those that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on certain occasions, there are groups within the Muslims that will be qualified, and they will be chosen to be the criteria of Allah's decision. So important. It only took 313 Sahaba to bring the victory of Badr to Islam. And it only took 50 archers that broke the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the rest, but the decision of 50 people in the battle of Uhud brought the destruction, or we can say the failure in the war in the battle of Uhud. Only those 50 people, they were made the criteria. And according to their decision, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision came. So therefore, in the light of all these problems that people are talking about, if I may just reiterate them because of those that have come late, otherwise they won't know what we're talking about. We are speaking about what the people are talking about, that the price of basic commodities have increased, flour, oil, sugar, petrol. We are speaking about the announcement that inflation has reached 10%. We are speaking about recession that is clouding South Africa. We are speaking about interest rates going up. There's a reason why I'm mentioning this. And we are speaking about load shedding. And all the reasons that people are giving for all these things. And what is the Islamic way of thinking about it? So after taking these two very important principles in mind, the first is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that controls conditions, And if anybody holds on to any other ideology, any other thought, and holds on to anything that is any thought that or any belief that is vogue amongst non-Muslims, then he is holding on to a mirage to solve his problems. Because when he will get there, he will find Allah there. Allah's decision finally will prevail. And second principle we spoke about is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses certain people to be the criteria of conditions that will prevail on this earth. So after mentioning all this, we come to the solution. The first and foremost solution that a Muslim should have uppermost in his mind is to take a deep breath and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has brought iman. The fact that we are Muslims, that amongst all this commotion and the so-called difficulty, because for my Allah nothing is difficult. And I told you in the beginning that those that hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the example can be like Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire. So there are many that are not suffering because they don't think they are in trouble. And you don't have the ropes in your hand when you want to feel that you are suffering and when you want to feel that you are not suffering. That is not even in your hands. You can be a wealthy person. You can have a lot of wealth. But somebody owes you 1,000 rand only. Only 1,000 rand somebody owes you. Either he didn't pay his rent on time, or he's taken a loan, or certain goods he took, he didn't pay you. If Allah wants that 1,000 rand only will trouble you, maybe for 1 hour, maybe for one whole day and night, maybe for a whole week, maybe Allah will make that 1,000 rand trouble you for a whole month. And every time you think about having an ice cream, you think about, hey, that guy owes me 1,000 rand. Even you can't have one ice cream problem. That is not in your hand. Whether you want to feel good or you don't want to feel good, that too is not in your hand. Allah just has to remind you of something that's good, you'll feel very good, even if you're in debts. See? And if Allah wants to remind you of something that is troubling you, your son that is going astray, or something that you are supposing that will happen. See? That is why the best business is insurance policies. They only come and give you an apprehension. There is a certain fear that they put into you, that's all. And you buy. See? So that too is not in your hand. So the first and foremost thing is that you have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are Muslim. Number two, is there anybody here that don't get one meal a day? If there is, you gotta come see me. We gotta help you. We gotta help you. You have a right over us to help you. I got the context. See? But I will check your spiritual side before I help you materially. Yes. If we are having 3 to 5 meals a day, isn't there something to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? With all these conditions, but we are having our 3 to 5 meals a day. See? Isn't that sufficient enough to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then, what about the other bounties? Allah ta'ala give you eyes to see. Allah give you hands. Your feet are still moving. Your heart is still pumping. Your lungs are still breathing. I met a person recently, he told me, Maulana, you know I was a heavy smoker. Then I got emphysema. And he told me, now I'm surviving on 38% of my lung. You breathing. There's so many other bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just thank Allah ta'ala for what we have. Instead of worrying about the problem, we'll solve the problems, inshallah.